open God's Word for a second time in this Lord's Day. And we do so, of course, as the central act of our worship. And there certainly is the call of God within His Word that we come and sing His praises. But there's also a very clear understanding in God's Word that, again, our central act of worship, the way we honor God and recognize His character most clearly and glorify Him most fully is when we close our mouths and listen to Him speak. And of course, that's a terrific responsibility for any preacher to be that mouthpiece of God. And so I certainly appreciate the prayers that have been offered already within this service. And we'll certainly look for the opportunity to pray further for the preaching of God's Word in just a moment. But tonight I'd like us to look again at Philippians chapter 3 and to look at verses 2 and 3 in particular, verse 3 most in particular. So Philippians 3, verse 3, and if I could just reread the first three verses of Philippians 3, I think that would be helpful to us. But then I would also like us to read a short passage from the Gospel of John as well. That has us going backwards in Scripture, but I think that's okay. We'll read first Philippians 3, verses 1 through 3, and then back to John 16. But first of all, Philippians 3 at verse 1, this is the Word of God. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh. And in this verse in particular, for we are the real circumcision, who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Then as well, John 16. Gospel of John, chapter 16, we'll read verses 12 through 15. Again, a short passage of God's Word, but maybe just give you a heads up. I encourage you to have your Bibles open during the message, as we did a little bit this morning, I guess. We'll again be doing somewhat of a survey of several other